Now, when we play soccer, all these times you had to add it to the time. So, Pastor, you remember these times also, right? I'm so thankful that the Lord brought us here after so long. We thank Pastor Innes for allowing us to be here after 12 years. It's 12 years by now that we visit you. And of course, I don't blame you for not remember us so long. There are so many things I forget just from one day to the other. But we thank the Lord for the opportunity. After so long, as I said, you're supporting us so faithfully every year. And my people want you to know that they acknowledge that we are there, pastoring there or leading there, because you, churches, are supporting us. So they want for me to tell you thank you very much in their behalf, okay? Now, also, I want to say that we meet after several years. We don't see each other, the family, Lee family, the brother family, his wife, and little girl they have there. We thank the Lord for the opportunity also to see you here. And I'm very pleased to see you again. God bless you. This is a friend, a family friend we know from the year 1984. So it's a long time. But having said all these things, let me tell you very quick about some of our testimony for you to know or to review, some of you maybe. And then we'll show you the PowerPoint presentation. And then I'll try to say, I should say preach, but it's a little bit short, so we'll leave it there. The thing is that I was born into the family of God when I was 12 years old. My wife, Fina, can you stand up, please? She's this beautiful girl we have here. And then Samuel is over there. Hello, Samuel. Okay. And, the thing is that she was saved at the age of 14. And we knew each other when I was 19 and she was 16 going to 17. May you remember this old song? Yes. Now she was 20 and I was 23. We got married, but we're still the same, just warming pews, doing nothing for the Lord. We were safe, and we thought, as many people maybe and wrongly believe, when you get salvation, you have the whole thing, so it's done. Well, let me tell you, this is wrong thinking. Salvation is just the beginning of a nice and wonderful path you can walk with the Lord. And we knew nothing about this. But it was when I was 27 years old that the missionary came to our church. And he was willing to start another church in a different area in Barcelona. And by the way, we are from Barcelona, Spain. If you see the map, Spain's map here, I mean outside in the display, you will see Barcelona is in the northeast part of Spain. Now, he was willing to start this new church. And the pastor asked us if we were willing to go with them to help them to start this new church. It was some kind, even today I feel strange that the pastor asked me to leave. Normally pastors, they want the people in, right? Not out. You don't invite the people to get out from the church, normally. But this happened to us, and I wonder, maybe we were so bad that he don't care obviously, if they leave. I don't know. But the thing is that since then on, we thank the Lord for that missionary and the time he took to train us and teach us and disciple us. I mean, he came home, he taught us the Bible, and we start growing in the grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Savior, in such a way that you know what happens. When you grow in the Lord, the first thing you want to do is getting more involved in the ministry, in the work of God. So we did it, and we were involved in the church, doing many things. My wife was the superintendent of the teachers for the children. I started preaching. I remember the first preaching. I was ready to preach. You can believe me. I filled up so many pages. And I said to myself, I'm going to preach at least an hour. And you know what happened? 10 minutes later, my sermon was finished. And I found myself, what should I say now? Well, the thing is, this was the first experience. I can tell you others, but anyhow, I became a deacon in the church, and the year 83 came. I was 33 years old. And the thing that is that the Lord was working in my heart about leaving everything and becoming a servant, a full-time servant of the Lord. And the thing is that, I told my wife, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I told my wife that what my desire was, and then she looked at me that day as if I was crazy or something like that. You say, you are asking me now, after 10 years being married, you want me to leave everything, you want to sell everything we have and just go to a foreign land to learn a different language at my age? I think you're asking me too much. And it was, you can imagine the situation. I was ready, but she was not. And but we pray, and finally we get the thing together, and we agreed, and we, some months after that, we sold our apartment, we sold furniture, car, everything we had, appliance, and we were ready to come here to study. Damaris, our oldest daughter, she lives in Ypsilanti. She's going to have the fourth child now, next month, Lord willing. She was 8 years old, and Samuel back there, he's 32 right now, and he was 6 years old. So here we are, a little family with the suitcases coming here to study without, I should say I knew some English because we knew how to say yes and no, nothing else, but it was enough to start, right? Really. And the thing is that after all, we were studying at foundations, as the pastor said. And then at the end of this period of time, our home church, the one we started to help with that missionary, they called us unanimously to become the pastor of that church. So we pastored that church for almost 9 years, 8 and a half, maybe close to 9. And then after all, we did everything. We lead the choir. My wife and I were the youth leaders. And we taught there. I mean, we did everything possible. Any ministry you can touch in the Bible, in the church, we were doing it. The thing is that finally we decided, we felt impressed by the Lord to leave that established church and then become missionaries to be able to go to other places in Spain. So we did. And then the second time we get our things, our belongings. This time we don't have any apartment to sell, sadly to say, but it was the truth, we don't have any. But we sold everything we had, even the car. And again, we get the suitcases, and when we arrive here, we start deputation in the year 1997, on June of that year. We finish about the year 2000, on April 2000, though we had to go back, but this is too long to explain to you, to Spain and spend 4 or 5 months there, and then come back. But this is a longer story, it's not the case now. But the thing is that we became missionaries, and now we are working in the center of Spain, close to Madrid. Madrid is the capital of Spain, and we are working there. And the slides we're going to show you, it will present some things about Spain, some facts, and then also some of the work we are doing there. So we want to share this with you so you can pray more with knowledge that we are just serving the Lord, doing the work of the Lord, and the things that we are doing, okay? Thank you very much. Well, this is the Sanchez family in Spain. Spain is located in the old continent of Europe. You see Europe here, and at the bottom to the left is Spain. And this is the map, and we're working in the center, close to Madrid, in the heart of Spain, in a city called Alcalá de Henares, more than 200,000 people unsaved in that city. And we are working for the Lord with worldwide New Testament Baptist missions. And you, with your prayers and faithful support. Spain is a place of a great need, a place to work for the Lord. Spain, a very needy country, a very old country that needs the old gospel. Spain has an overwhelming need. We need more missionaries. Over 50 million people live in towns, villages, and districts where there is no Bible-believing church. Out of the 17 regions, three have less than 10 Bible-believing churches. And out of the 50 provinces, only 16 have an independent Baptist church. Spain is a beautiful country. If you ever had the opportunity to visit Spain, or those that have been there, they will tell you it's a nice, very nice place to visit. We have high mountains, low valleys, seaports, beaches all around, little villages that, like this one is called White Village. And by the way, this is not the flock I pastor, okay? Don't get confused. Now, castles, concerning castles. I like castles, and maybe some of you. We have many, many castles in Spain, all around Spain, and many of them, they are in good shape. This is more, the most known is called the Alcázar. Now, we have also bullfight places. This is the way normally they are advertised for the Matadors of the day. Normally they play on Sundays, 5 o'clock. And this is one of the most famous in Spain, Matador, is called El Juli. He's very brave. I assure you, I will never do that. Now, Spain is a place to enjoy. We have good food. Yummy, yummy. This is the paella, the most typical dish we have there. Now, the people in Spain are very open. They like to get out and get together, you see. And you can talk with them of any subject, but they don't want to speak about God. So they're very open, but this account at the same time in the spiritual darkness. Now, a while ago I told you about the many castles we have. Now I can tell you about the many Roman Catholic churches we have there. Huge buildings. I tell you, sometimes it seems that the church located is bigger than the village where it is located. Any place, they put things like this, you know. And the saddest thing of this is that we all pay for their repairing and maintenance and everything they want to do in these buildings. We all pay that. And this is sad to me. Now, Mariology also is big in Spain. You can pick up the one you like and it become your idol. There are so many, 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 and many names, each one of them. Also, you see, they have much religion, but I say poor salvation. Now, Islamism is coming too. In the last 5-6 years, bunches of them, they came to Spain, and they are starting their mosque. And also the atheists are on the move. They pay to advertise these words. God probably does not exist, do not worry, enjoy life. The atheists are paying this. Now, all these people, you see, are in need of salvation. We also are in need of vision to see the need, prayer to have power from God, and provision to work with the saved and the unsaved. Now, we're going to introduce to you our church. The name of the church is Iglesia Bautista El Faro, Lighthouse Baptist Church. This is the storefront we are using. This is the inside part, the main part of the building, the auditorium. And this is the people. This picture was taken just a week before. The last Sunday we were there before we came here in May. Those are the people from our church, members of the church, Manuel and Nelly. The Stica family, Alex and Mariana, Sister Lola, Josue, Lidia, and Sarai, he's the preacher right now, Asuncion and Isabel, mother and daughter, and this couple are very wonderful, Nino and Teresa, they are from Brazil, and recently we celebrated the 50th anniversary, and it was like a regular wedding, you know, it was beautiful. Luis Tintalla, a young man, and then also Paula and Jesus, mother and daughter and son. They got baptized recently, a few months ago. And then Petru's family from Romania, and these three ladies also from Romania. their sisters, Delia and Lorena, Paulina and her children, Javi. And this precious group, they are starting taking piano classes. We have piano and organ, but nobody's playing. So I thank the Lord that they'll start. The children we have there, before this picture, and then Samuel and our family, my wife and I. Now our ministries, the things we are doing there. We have a special programs like Times of Fellowship. Now you can see we are good Baptists, right? We enjoy being together around and just have fellowship and food. F&F, I call it. Fellowship and food. We are engaged in evangelization. We pass out tracts by the streets and put them in the mailboxes. We are allowed to do that, and we're using the opportunity. We also held the annual men's prayer conference for 24 hours, where men around Spain from the independent Baptist churches, they come as they can and spend these 24 hours with us. Just recently, we were able to start these Bible classes. We have 10 precious students that they are working with me, I mean, just starting with me, and I have the opportunity to teach them the Bible. The youth group, we had just a few months ago, we were able to start this group, and we enjoyed so much. We also get invitations to preach in different churches over Spain. Almost in the, I preach in the all independent Baptist churches. Fina is leading our ladies' meeting as well. She is also working in the youth camp every summer. As she goes back, as we go back to Spain, she will be ready to work with the youth in the camp, in the kitchen. She also has been a guest speaker in different churches. Now, of course, we support missions. The Moyanos in Uruguay, the Colomas in Valencia, the Perez family in Malaga, the Torres family in deputation to work with us, Brother Lee and his family, and all that, this family, the Pinyol family in Barcelona, they know them also, and the Mount Calvary Baptist Camp, and Fundamentos Biblicos, I will tell you more about this. But we support all these ministries. Now we are writing, editing, and translating material. I wrote several books and booklets. This is the last I wrote, Divorce According to God. We are writing Spanish tracts. I wrote these ones to pass them out, and this is the one we use, the ones we use. And we are writing articles for our weekly bulletin. And this is the magazine I told you before. Fundamentos Biblicos magazine is, by now, is close to the 18th year we started this ministry. And we send and pass out this, I mean, we send by free all these magazines to all the independent Baptist churches. And every 2 or 3 months we try to do so as the Lord provides for us to do it. And then we translate books and tracts. We also translate hymns, good hymns you have here, and we don't have them in Spanish, so I try to translate them to be able to sing them. And we also assist foreign university students. We have a big university in Alcalá de Henares, and some young people, they come and stay several months, and we try to help them any way possible. Please remember Spain in your prayers. The old Spain needs the old word. Spain the Sanchez family the need of Spain is overwhelming. We need more missionaries. Will you come? Will you help us? Thank you very much for your prayers and faithful support. Thank you. If you have any question, I will be more than glad to answer any question you may have after the service is over. We have the display back in the outside the auditorium, so you can stop there and pick up some prayer cards, and I would like for you to pray for us. I know you have many other missionaries you support, and you get to pray for them too, but just give us our portion of your prayers, okay?